Now we're going to hear a little bit about how the government plans to pay for some of the new spending. A big increase in the federal tobacco tax arrives on April 1st. Congress plans to use the money to expand a children's health insurance program. Cigarette taxes go higher, and the tax on cigars is going from a nickel to 40 cents. To gauge the impact, NPR's Debbie Elliott takes us to America's Cigar City, Tampa, Florida.
You can still find Cuban immigrants hand-rolling cigars in the storefronts of Ybor City, the section of Tampa named after a Havana cigar manufacturer. Here at La Herencia de Cuba, Roberto Ramirez is rolling a tobacco leaf wrapper around a torpedo-shaped cigar. His fingers are stained from more than a half century of cigar making. Ramirez and his son, Abraham, run this Tampa smoke shop. They're also wholesalers and are bracing for the tax hike. They support a higher tax on imports, but say 40 cents is too much for cigars made in the U.S.
If they do it here, to the industry here is going to kill us, because everything here is too expensive, you know? Tobacco, rent, payroll, everything is very high.
Tampa was once called the cigar capital of the world. The city's proximity to Havana and its humid climate made it ideal for producing cigars. Cigar City magazine editor Manny Lado says the industry was a force here from the late 1800s until World War II.
You know, at its peak in the 1920s, there were more or less 100 to 200 cigar factories operating in Tampa at any one time.
But after a series of setbacks, from the rise of cigarettes to the Cuban embargo, now only a few remain.
Okay, we're going to go to the cigar floor in our factory.
At the three-story red brick J.C. Newman cigar factory, President Eric Newman takes me on a tour of the company his grandfather started in 1895. On the cigar floor, dozens of workers, most of them middle-aged women, operate machines that churn out 13 cigars a minute.
Virginia here will take the tobacco leaf, lay it out on the die, cuts out a pattern like a cookie cutter, gets picked up and laid on the cigar.
Newman says the higher tax will increase his prices by a third and drive down business.
This is our life. Shame on Congress, shame of our government for trying to put us out of business. In the days that they are offering $25 billion bailouts, we don't want a 25-cent bailout. We just want the government to leave us alone so we can run our business the same way we've been doing it for 114 years.
Newman, chairman of the Cigar Association of America, says more than two-thirds of the cigars sold in the U.S. are either made or imported through Florida. He calls it a homegrown industry just like citrus. That made supporting the tax hike a difficult vote for Tampa Democrat Kathy Castor.
I was very concerned when it started off in the United States Senate at $10 and then $5 per cigar.
She says the 40-cent compromise is worth it to expand children's health coverage.
Eventually it worked out because the overriding issue and concern is that children can see the doctor and get the health care that they need.
But retailers say the tax increase could not have come at a worse time.
This is going to be a full-bodied cigar.
Kathy Sanchez runs Metropolitan Cigars in Ybor City.
It's going to put a strain, too, because we are feeling the economic times right now. And, you know, we have seen a little bit drop in our business because of the economy.
Customer Pat Collier of Zephyr Hills, Florida, calls it a punitive tax aimed at smokers.
This is really just like the tea tax.
Exactly.
And, you know, the revolution.
And they're just... And they were just
it's
targeting
just
us. They weren't even talking. Why don't you just tax a little bit for everybody? Why not liquor?
But down the street at the King Corona Tobacco Bar, Hassan Maziad of Palm Harbor doesn't have much sympathy.
Well, 40 cents for people, they're spending $5 on a cigar or $10. 40 cents is nothing.
And besides, he says, higher tobacco taxes might deter people from smoking. That's what public health advocates are counting on. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.